As I said before, you've appeared twice now at Download. What did you make of the festival? What feedback did you get from the crowd, and how different was it to the shows you play in the States? For example, compared with when you had your residency at the House of Blues.
Okay, look, man, I'm a very honest person, and I'm going to answer this question honestly, and it's going into print, which, and that's important because if I was BSing you right now and I said this to everybody, you'd find it in other places that I said it about other places. I'm
BS
not.
Stands for bullshit.
Yeah, exactly. What we made of the festival, it's the freaking most amazing festival in the world. We played there 2 years in a row. The feedback that we got from the crowd, they were the two best crowds we've ever played at anywhere in the world. We've had great shows everywhere, man. That's not BS. We've been really lucky. We've played for a lot of receptive crowds. Download, whole different thing. Okay, the UK audiences know how to rock. That's why so much great rock comes from the UK.
Heck yeah.
And in terms of the differences, like I said, we've been very lucky. We always get a very good response, or we seem to. But in Download, it was like that response on steroids. And I think Andy Copping, who's the great guy that organizes Download, I think he has a policy where you're not supposed to play it 3 years in a row. But if you guys start making a lot of noise over there, I bet you we'll be back next year, and we're looking forward to it. Because, yeah, man, we just – the first time we played the tent, it was so full that nobody could get near it for like a big space around it. Last time we played the second stage at a great time. Maybe next time, who knows what could happen.
Yeah. And here, just real quick, I'm going to take you through my experience of Download 2011.
All right.
From my perspective.
Go ahead. Yeah, I want to hear about this.
So everybody close your eyes.
Did you like it?
That was great.
All right.
Close your eyes. Imagine – you're in a band, if you're not in one. You go to this concert. You get on this stage. You expect maybe 500, 1,000 people to be, hey, okay. You walk out on the stage, and there's 80,000 people
as far as you
with
can
their
see.
Fists up in the air,
yeah,
screaming as loud as they possibly can for you.
Yeah.
You basically crap your pants before you start playing, and then you do it. And, man, that was the experience, and it's a wonderful experience. Everybody should have that. I hope we have that again.
Oh, yeah, man. And, you know, like afterwards, I was, you know, everybody thinks I'm crazy because I go walking around afterwards, and I'm walking out there, and all these people are coming up and saying hi, and they're like, I can't believe you're out here. And I'm like, why wouldn't I be out here? I want to go see the bands with you guys, you know, because I went out there to watch everybody else, man. It was just a massive, massive groove and an honor, and we took it seriously. And I hope and pray that we will be back there to see everybody at the Download Festival in 2013, right?
Yep.
Well, that sounds
weird.
I
freaking love the UK, man.
Now, I've got to warn you here. I'm a bit of a guitar freak, and this is a real guitar geek question.
Well, this must be for you because you play guitar and you're kind of a geek.
What setup do you use live in order to replicate the sounds of the original songs in terms of the guitars and effects and all the things like that?
Because he does that very well, doesn't he?
And what's your favorite guitar?
Well, I'll tell you what. My favorite guitar is a guitar that I've been playing now for the past, you know, year and a half. And that's it's a Warmoth guitar. I'm sorry, it's not. That was my other guitar. But hey, let's go back now.
All right.
This is actually a Wolfgang guitar. Eddie Van Halen Wolfgang guitar, one of the brand new ones. And my girlfriend blinged it out. There's over 4,000 Swarovski crystals on this thing.
Yeah.
And it just, like, when the light hits it, it goes crazy.
Yep.
That's my favorite guitar. It sounds amazing. It plays amazing.
It's not as heavy as the last
one. It's not as heavy as the last Paul that I had, you know, the previous year, man, weighed about 30 pounds. I kid you not. And the thing is so heavy. This one is, like, perfect. And the way I replicate the sound, one pedal. And if I can recommend one pedal, this is it. Boss Power Stack. This thing is amazing. You could be playing through a little tiny Fender Twin Reverb or a Marshall on clean, and no matter what, you can get that big, giant stack sound like you're playing through, you know, 50 Marshall stacks. That pedal is my life right there on the road. And other than that, you know, little delays in here and stuff, but just playing the songs differently, you know, the approach to the songs, playing them in a different manner is how I manage to get each song to sound like the song on the record.
And I like that you picked up on that, David. That's really cool, because, I mean, with something like the vocals, it's more obvious when you're hearing an impression or whatever of somebody's voice. But Chuck really does work hard to make to replicate the sounds and the feels of those original songs. And it's good that you noticed that he did such a killer job doing that.
Yeah, hey, thank you, man. Yeah,
thanks, man. That's really nice.
Good key question.
The most important thing for me out of speaking to you today is to find out one thing, and that's, when can we expect to see Rock Sugar in the UK in your own right, not at the festival, and not just in London, because they get all of the one-off treats. And if you don't have any plans right now, what can we do to get you here?
Good question. Dude, first of all, like I said before, did I mention how great the Download Festival was? UK fans, I hesitate to use that word. UK people who enjoy rock music are like some of the coolest in the world because you guys get so into it. And every time we've played over there, it's just been like, oh, we want to come back here so bad. It comes down to a matter of, you know, getting over there, you know, with our gear, et cetera, and being able to do the shows. And the opportunities to set those shows up really falls in the hand of folks like you, your readers, and other people who want to see a really cool rock show that I guarantee you've never seen like anything like a Rock Sugar show before if you haven't yet seen it. It's really about having a good time. It's really about forgetting any crap that's going on in your world for an hour and a half and just having fun, man. So in terms of what you can do to get us there, find out festivals in the area, find out clubs in the area, and besiege them. Seriously, it's like the Kiss Army back in the 70s, man. Just go, I want to see this band. You know, and I guarantee you, if they get enough people saying that, they'll book the band.
Absolutely.
And all you got to do is go online to rocksugarband.com,
yeah,
right?
In fact, that's what happened with Download.
Of course.
You know, Andy Copling got...
Copping.
Yeah. Sorry, excuse me, Andy.
He just stutters, dude.
Yeah, it's a stuttering problem here. They got so many emails from people saying, like, you know, you got to have Rock Sugar, they said, wow, we need to pay attention to this.
Yeah, so demand is good, man. Yeah. If you guys want us there, we want to come. We just got to be able to get plane tickets.
Yeah.